In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss Romanticism.
Yehuda Hanani, this program, Classical Music According to Yehuda, brings us knowledge that we may not have, I admit it myself. So I'm going to ask you some basic questions. You help me with it. Romanticism and classicism, what's the difference?
That's a huge question, Alan, and I'll be very happy to answer it, and we can continue from week to week a number of segments to really get deeper into this subject. We all know who Beethoven was.
Indeed.
But what is Romanticism? Bach and Handel spoke the same language. It was international Baroque grammar. So did Mozart and Haydn. They shared the same classical vocabulary. But what is Romantic music? We include in this group of Romantic composers Schubert and Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn, Mahler, Chopin, Schoenberg, early Schoenberg, Rachmaninoff, composers who are worlds apart and who span from the end of the 18th century spilling over into the 20th, well into the 20th. Rachmaninoff lived until 1950 or so. And because we don't want to abandon this category, we keep broadening its definition more and more and more in order to accommodate all these great composers. And by doing so, we dilute this term to a point of making it meaningless. So let's go into it and see what was really the root of this movement. With the emphasis on individuality, styles are so diverse and contradictory that I would like to start by using two examples. One is a sonatina by Schubert for violin, which I have arranged for cello, so we'll hear the cello version, one movement, and it will be followed by a phrase from a Tchaikovsky trio, two romantic composers worlds apart, just to illustrate the dichotomy of this world of romanticism.
So that was the Schubert. Now, what do we hear next?
What we heard in the Schubert is formal, pure music. Could have been Mozart. If I told you it was Mozart, it would be very close to the truth. Classically minded, classically oriented. And what you'll hear next is Tchaikovsky, which is gushing, almost hysterically emotional, tragic, pathetic. All the Russian pathos is in this phrase.
That was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.